Thank you, Mr. President. At the invitation of ANAMAR, MAG conducted an assessment to Azerbaijan in April 2021 to identify areas in which we could provide support to the National Mine Action Programme. In December 2021, with the generous support of the US and Canadian governments, MAG deployed technical advisors to Azerbaijan to begin providing specialist advice and support. While the specific extent of contamination in Azerbaijan is still unknown, it is understood that massive quantities of anti-personnel and anti-vehicle mines, as well as UXO and cluster munitions, are to be found in the Karabakh and East Zangezur regions. Since the end of hostilities in November 2020, 269 people have been killed and injured in mine-related accidents in the conflict-affected regions of Azerbaijan. MAG has provided support to ANAMAR during 2022 through the training and development of supervisory staff and by undertaking a review and revision of standard operating procedures in line with the new National Mine Action requirements. In 2023, with the continued support of the US government, MAG will deliver further training and technical support. We will also increase the total mine action capacity deployed in Azerbaijan by working with a national NGO to equip, train and deploy mine clearance teams. In addition, in partnership with UNDP, MAG plans to bring in and trial new technologies and resources with the aim of enhancing the efficiency and effectiveness of the mine clearance process. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you.